Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Fourier from the Cask and Flagon, presented by Coors Light. Jump on the chill train with an ice cold Coors Light on your way to the ballpark. We're going to get Lou Merlone up and loaded in here. So
look at him, huh?
We were going to get to Caitlin Clark. Then yeah. Fourier wanted to besmirch the draft community and Merrill Hogue. And now, look at, by the
I
way,
know.
Look at
handsome,
this guy.
Handsome,
hey.
So handsome.
Oh, opening day, boys.
Mr.
I know.
Milton's from
look at this.
Ben
how much gel you got
house.
In that hair?
Look at you. Same juice and berries you do. Look at you.
I know. Mine doesn't move at all.
except Lou's is as real as it gets.
Most of mine is, too.
Wait, where did you get that jersey?
Boss Man Laird hooked it up.
Oh, four.
I mean, we're repping today.
Well, we're repping a lot today.
I had you know a sweatshirt what? To wear. I left it.
I was looking for an 03.
Oh, go screw.
But those... Those are in some third world country right now.
We burned those things.
They were going to give them to you guys, but they lost.
Yeah, no, we burned those things. We don't need those
things. You know what?
It's a bittersweet day for you, isn't it?
I was going to say, I seriously wonder if with all these 04 guys in the ballpark who were there for 03, if Nesson grabs them and is like, here's the other side of the story.
Oh, yeah. No,
you know, and break it all down.
That's why I'm in the booth today, to give the other side, right? To give the
you may cry today.
I'm going to be crying all day.
Because they're going to be just polluted. You know that too, right?
What, is Greg Hill going to bully you too?
No, Millar's going to come up in the booth. He's actually supposed to do the game. We don't know when he's going to show up, because he'll be on the field pregame. He might be in a booth. He might, the suite. He might come in around the third or fourth.
And he'll be cocked.
Yeah, so it's going to be a crazy day. I know that much.
There has been other times, right, where the guys have come back and they literally hijacked that entire set.
Yeah.
And someone, you're trying to call balls and strikes and, all this other stuff. Next thing you know, nobody's even commenting on the game. You're just telling stories.
There's going to be a game going on at some point. But, with the 0-4 team, and they're going to have guys up in the booth, I'm sure, with Millar as well, it's going to be, by the way, Sox are winning, Sox are trailing, whatever.
Yeah, that's
right? It's just going to be – it's just going to roll with the punches type of day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those
fun.
Are the best ones, though.
It'll be fun. We'll have a good time.
Next thing Lou's not even going to be in the shot.
Oh,
gonna bring all the 04 guys showing their rings. I'll be like,
oh, and then there's Lou off to the side.
I got my Aaron Boone jersey on.
They have to, they have to do also included in the photo, Nesson broadcaster Lou Merlone.
I know.
Yeah. Well, it's like Fourier in the dynasty. They lost him in Wiggy's number.
I know.
Nobody, they didn't get any.
They didn't even talk about our time.
Well, if you interviewed them and you spoke nicely of Bill, they wouldn't have put you on there.
Yeah, that's true, too.
That's
true, too.
That is very true. Hey, I know that, Lou, you were there for the Cora presser.
Yeah.
I saw this from Chris Cotillo. Cora said there's concern with Trevor Story's bone structure in the shoulder. He'll have a second opinion with Dr. Ella Trash this week. Surgery is a possibility.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe because my mind went there right away of, this guy might be done for the year. I'm not as kind of shocked by that because it sounds like he would be done for the year.
Yeah, but, I think most people kind of prepared for it, given the reaction. So subluxation, in and out, but it's like how much damage was done. It sounds like maybe there is the bone structure to me sounds like there's concern of maybe like a fracture somewhere, right, in the socket, the way he landed, the way the bones came in and out. So it's, we'll have to wait and see, but it's not good, and that's why – That's why you bring up like Romy Gonzalez. He fills a better spot. The roster fits better than Dahlbeck because now they can platoon up the middle. He can play second, short, third, first, outfield. So now you can do. You don't want to have like Valdez and Hamilton. Like you got to pinch hit for one of those guys maybe late against a lefty. And it would have been Dahlbeck, but then nobody can play the middle of the infield.
Isn't this? Oh, this is. It seems like it's just too early to be chasing your tail.
Yeah.
And I wonder, like, how sustainable it is. I don't think it is long term. Obviously, for me, wouldn't it make more sense to just go, okay, now let's use some of our resources, maybe some of our assets, and just find a replacement now, like right now, on, since it's early.
But it's really hard to do that because most teams are settling with their team. They're only 2 weeks into it, and they're like, we have this defensive shortstop that we're going to need. If we trade him now, our guy may go down. We're not going to do that now. We want to see where we are. So trades are really hard. Like last year, they found Pablo Reyes, a utility infielder for Oakland's AAA team, and they found him. So is there a glove guy, a minor league glove guy, the shortstop who catches it, who's like automatic, maybe light with the bat? Is there like some kind of minor move you can do with that to kind of maybe stash him in AAA or bring him up, whatever? But they want to see what they have now, you know. So they've got – I'm with you, though. I mean, Story was such a difference maker defensively that it put everybody at ease.
Yeah.
Not just good physically, but like this calming presence that when he's our shortstop, he made plays look easy, and you're like, so, the ground balls aren't that hard. Like, you start feeding off of it.
I do feel like it's an added amount of stress
yeah.
that I think it's too early for them to deal with. And it is what it is. I mean, he's got the shoulder injury. He's probably most likely done for the year.
Yeah, the thing that worries me is, like, it's the left shoulder. So if he's able to come back, if they say 8 to 12 weeks, you know, and it's like, okay, but it's his left shoulder, which is going to make it hard for him to catch up to velocity, which then he's going to start to think he's got a cheat because that front shoulder's weak. Then he starts chasing outside the zone. It's a real bad setup for him. Like, even coming back, if he comes back, unfortunately, he may see, like, a story from last year, right? Just not ready offensively, but can bring stability to shortstop.
Our buddy Lou Maloney is with us. He's got the call of the game on Nesson today. Hey, does the young kid Grissom, can he factor in at short? Is that something that you at least have a discussion if you're Alex Cora?
So Cora just talked about him rehabbing. Him and Ref Snyder are starting to rehab this week, and that they want him to work at second base. Right, so he's going to get work at second. But it was the first time they said he's actually going to get innings at short. So, and then he actually mentioned Rafaela.
Wow, okay.
Like, Rafaela, he's their center fielder, it sounded like. You know, you're not going to move him, you know, to shortstop. But he did say there'll be he's another guy that in the middle innings, you know, let's say Hamilton's hitting, and it's the fifth inning, it's a big part of the game, and they bring in a lefty early in this game. Maybe they pinch hit for him, and Rafaela goes to shortstop. And then by the end of the game, maybe they pinch it for somebody else, and he finishes the game in center field. So Rafaela gives them a lot of versatility. So it sounds like it's going to be Romy Gonzalez and Hamilton at short. Reyes and Valdez at second. Reyes will get off shortstop, stay at second base. And then Rafaela almost be like a fifth guy mixing in. And then when Grissom comes back, you're trying to replace Story with like four or five guys.
I know. Man. It's just.
And you can't replace the bat. That's one of the big things, too, is
yeah.
you're taking one of the best bats out of the lineup, and whomever you're putting in there,
yeah.
you're just praying day to day they can give you a couple of hits.
And, like, offensively, he was sort of teetering, right? Had a couple good games and a couple whatever games, and you're like, okay, just give him some time, let him get hot. But we always said from the beginning, like, his bat is one of the most important parts of this offense. Like, you got to get him back to, like, what he was. He's going to be hitting third. And it was great because he hits third, and the way Tyler O'Neill's swinging, he hits fifth. And now you're like, wow, now all of a sudden we're getting some length. Now O'Neill slides in that three spot. So it's like he was a big part of this offense if it was going to go, and now he's just gone.
What do you make of the whole Rafaela signing? Was it the fact that he played so well defensively in Seattle and even those big catches that he had in Oakland and even the one that he missed in Oakland
yeah.
as like, okay, we've seen enough to know that this is his floor. Now we got to – and we're okay with this amount of money for his floor. Now we'll see where he can get yeah. to.
There's two things you're kind of waiting on. Number one, like, is it an extension? So he makes $750,000 this year, right? Or is it they rip that up and they make it an 8-year deal? Are there options at the end? We haven't officially heard anything yet, but I think 8 years, 50 is like the reported.
Yeah.
I think it's a safe contract. Like, in other words, if he just turns out to be a defensive guy, it's a safe contract. Like the 8 years that JBJ stayed here in Boston, he made $48 million. This kid's at 50. So if he's nothing but a defensive guy,
it's worth it.
Then it's safe.
Yeah.
If he becomes an offensive player, like more consistent offensive player, it's a steal. So it's
a safe bet. And the odds of that happening, well, based on what you've seen, because I know JBJ had his ups and downs, right? And he just kind of understood that's what he was.
This kid's just young. We haven't really seen
it yet.
So
you don't know.
He's not a finish, not even close to a finished product.
Isn't Jackie Bradley Jr. playing somewhere right now?
I think he's trying to play independent ball somewhere.
Oh, yeah. He's down in Long Island, I think, with the Ducks or something like that. Yeah.
So it's a safe bet on the kid. Like I said, is it an extension? Is it start now?
Mark Feinsand reported it as an extension that would go through 2031, so that means it would start now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what are we really talking about? Throwing him an extra $250,000 or something like
that?
All
we're talking about, the difference is that same with Bayo. So it's a CBT tax thing.
Bingo.
That's all it is. Like, Bayo could have very easily signed an extension, made $750,000 this year, and then the AAV afterwards. They kicked it into this year. Same thing with Rafaela. So as far as tax purposes, he'll either be worth $750,000 or $6.25 million.
Right.
So it just, you know what I mean? But they have the tax. It seems like they're filling what they have left in tax with extensions and contracts instead of players.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Do you think this was a concerted strategy going into the season of signing these young guys?
Yeah.
Or did this sort of just start to develop?
No, this was something you look at the Braves, everybody would like to do. And I would say Casas is next, but Casas is going to be harder.
Casas is smart.
He deserves more money. Like, this kid's like $850 million. I'm in. I'm going to make $750,000 for the next 3 years. This is beautiful. You know, Bayo, the same thing. Bayo had comps like Strider. He wasn't going to make more than Strider.
Right.
Casas, there really isn't one. So I have no idea what that is. Is that 6 years, $100 million? 6 years, $150 million? 8 years, $150 million? I have no idea.
If he came to you and said, "What should I do?" What would you tell him to do?
I tell him to sign.
For really?
What? For interesting. What,
well, no, here's the thing. For me, I'm old school. Back in the day, it was you hadn't arrived in the big leagues until you 3 years in the league, until you got to arbitration. So your first year is really good. Congratulations. Your second year, the league adjusts to you. Let's see what you do. Do you figure it out the third year and come on the other side of it? And if you do, now you're worth it. In today's game, if you wait till then, the money's so outrageous. These agents are like, dude, you're going to get 3 years of arbitration. You're going to make really good money. Let's just hold out. You know what I mean? So they start. After 1 year, in Rafaela's case, and some kids haven't even got to the big leagues yet are making it. And it's like we're already diving in, which is good if they become great players. But let's not pretend we have seen good players for 1 year just never really develop.
Right.
Never really get better, actually come backwards, right? So it's risky, but as a young kid in the league, it's like, how am I going to turn that down?
You don't want no Mac Joneses out there.
So what if you it sounds like Mac Jones. It literally sounds like how you would evaluate a quarterback, right? You know, in Casas' point where it's, hey, you surprised everybody. Next year we have a bunch of film. We adjust to you. Can you figure it out?
Yeah.
And then the third year is really now everybody plays on a level playing field. I remember bitching and complaining about Devers.
Yeah.
I think he's lazy. I think he has a Pablo Sandoval. Not a lot, but he's got that vibe in him. He doesn't pay attention. He does things you can't really understand why. Where are you at with him right now defensively? defensively.
Well, I think he is what he is defensively. I think no one's ever going to call him a great third baseman.
And isn't that a problem, though?
Yeah, it is. The question
is, what did he have, 19 errors last year?
The question is like, he's got to stop them from snowballing. Like, last year he was great for about 5 or 6 weeks to start the year. He made his first one. It is what it is. 3 or 4 days later, he makes another one. And then you look up in 2 weeks, he's got six. And you're like, okay, what happened? You know, so it's like he loses some confidence and it snowballs on him. He's got to stop that. You know, like, I think he works his tail off at third. I saw it all year, all camp. It's just that I think it's a confidence thing. And that's where the guy next to him, Story, it's not that he's going to get more balls to his right. Like, as the third, they always say, like, it's going to help him with balls to his left. No, it ain't. Because as a third baseman, I'm still going to go get the ball to my left. Where it helps is this calming presence of just, like, I watch the guy next to me, catches everything, it rubs off. You know, it's like hitting's contagious. Well, so is in fielding. And for him, I do think that's
so now he has that role.
Yeah, so now he has that role, but he's inconsistent, right? So he's got to be the constant. They don't have a constant in that infield, which I think hurts them defensively. Offensively, I still think he hangs that left shoulder once in a while. I don't think he's right. You know, hopefully he can just get through it. At some point, it goes away.
Where is Waldo the next couple of days? And is there any sort of secret 0-4 gatherings that you're invited to that others aren't? Like the whole Tom Brady thing?
Yeah.
You know, Fourier got two invites. I got one. Wiggy's left off the list. He's calling Stacey James. He's losing his mind. Is there any, you know, is there any, like, top secret gatherings at the Framingham VFW tonight for everybody to go drinking?
So last night I think there was. It's just that, you know, it's just, you know, they're my boys and all. I talk to them. But, you know, it's not like I'm going to crash an 0-4 party and hang out. So, but I'll see all the guys today. I'll see all the boys here today.
That
is seeing everybody.
Lou, you're the best, buddy. Thank you.
All right, and, good seeing you guys.
That suit, man.
Enjoy today.
I'll tell you.
Looking good.
You got a tie? You got to go tie.
No ties.
I love it that we're going no ties in terms of broadcasting now.
Get rid of ties.
Yeah, there's no need. I'm with you.
Well, what about the polo? You don't like the polo on a hot summer day?
Well, the polos are great. I wish we would always wear polos.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's still kind of chilly out.
And if you have no respect like me, just go with a zipper tie. It's the easiest thing to do.
Nobody knows it's a zipper tie anyways.
They don't
have a clue.
No. Clip-ons are for bouncers who don't want to get their head pulled down in a fight. I learned that a long time ago.
Wait, you're talking about putting your...
So what it is the knot is on like a zipper, right? So you can literally grab the knot, slide it down... Pop it right off whenever you need it. Boom.
And it's
collar
never,
up. Bingo.
It's tied perfectly.
Perfect. It's perfect. It's unbelievable.
I need the zipper tie.
I'm going to, you know what?
Then again, I never wear one anymore.
That's true. But you never know. At some point, you'll need one.
Yeah, you need a staple.
You got to have a red one.
But if you do the zipper tie, you can never do the relax, oh, my God, my day just ended look.
Right.
You could.
Then it
goes, you can't a little bit.
Got a zipper tie.
Yeah, a little bit. But then again, if you're wearing a zipper tie, you have no pride and you don't care anyway.
This is true.
Yeah.
Like you.
Yeah. I openly admit it. It's the greatest tie ever. Lou, thank you, buddy. We appreciate
all right, guys,
you.
Have a good game, Lou.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.